Star Interview with Hunter Phoenix. Hey, everybody. This is Blue Mon Kuma. I'm here today with the lovely, vivacious Miss Hunter Phoenix, star of Hunker Down Hollow. Yeah, Hunter.
Thanks, Blue.
Hey, baby. Hey, why don't you tell us a little bit about Hunker Down Hollow?
I would love to. Hunker Down Hollow is the story of two radio talk show hosts and how they deal with life in the small town of Hunker Down Hollow. Now, the story is generally a comedy, but it also has a dramatic and heart-touching side. We follow the residents of the small town of Hunker Down Hollow as they deal with the ups and downs of everyday life and occasionally with some strange events.
Tell us about your character, the female lead, Ellie Mae.
I love Ellie Mae. Ellie Mae is not the least bit shy about correcting the odd, wrong-thinking man caller, but her strong, challenging side is counterbalanced by a tender and caring nature that reaches out to offer help, protection, and support to those who really need it.
Oh, sounds wonderful. What about your co-host there? Tell us a little bit about him.
My co-host, or Ellie Mae's co-host, on the radio talk show is Billy Bob, who is often surprised by Ellie Mae's wisdom and strength that she demonstrates. But she's far more complex a woman for Billy Bob to understand than he's used to. But he tends to agree with her point of view and respects her intelligence and her ability to take on a challenge and make a difference.
Wow. So what would be your favorite episode so far of Hunker Down Hollow?
My favorite episode? Oh, they're all so great, but I think there's one that really stands out for me, and this is one that seemed to resonate with a lot of people that have listened to this. And it's one where a guy calls in, Butch calls in, and the episode is about him beating his wife. And Ellie Mae, she doesn't hold back. She just lays into him, and she lets him have it. And that episode really seemed to resonate with people. When they heard it, they were just cheering.
Ah, Ellie Mae sounds like she can handle her own.
She's a pistol, yeah.
Cool. So, Hunter, how did you get started in voice work?
Oh, I love this question. I always say I'm probably the most reluctant voiceover artist. I got into it. At the time, I was doing a lot of on-camera work and a lot of modeling work. And this is years ago, I guess maybe 15 years ago. And a friend of mine worked at a major radio station. And one day, you know, I was just at his place and kind of riffing and playing around. And he said, "You have got to do something with your voice." And I said, no, you know, I'm a model and I'm doing on-camera stuff and I don't want to just do voice work. And kicking and screaming, he dragged me into the radio station. He set up a recording time and we laid some stuff down and mixed out a demo. And here we are. Fast forward, here we are.
That's fabulous. Now, I understand you do a lot of stuff on your own. You're an independent producer.
Yeah, I do. I mean, when I got started in voiceovers, my start was in animation because I'm really good doing tiny little character voices. And I love doing character voices. But now I do have a home studio. I record a lot of stuff from there and the content's quite different. I don't do as much animation from home. But yeah, I do quite a bit of stuff on my own.
Wow. You're very versatile. Have you done a lot of cartoons?
I've done a few over the years, yeah. Like I said, mostly I get little character voices, little animal voices. It's funny, just because of my appearance, originally I was being cast for fairy princess stuff, you know, and I would go into the casting and I would beg the casting directors. I'd say, "Please, please, please let me try something else," you know, usually in a little voice, "Please, please, please, please let me try something else." And eventually they did, and that's how I got into doing cartoon work.
Excellent. How did you come in contact with Mike and get involved with Hunker Down Hollow?
I'm trying to think now because it seems like we've all come into contact with Mike in kind of a roundabout way. I remember how it was. I had just moved to Vancouver and had come into a recording studio here to do some stuff. And it was the guy at the studio who called me up and he said, "Hey, this guy is doing this radio comedy show thing and he's looking for talent. Give him a call." And Mike and I met, and he asked me to come in and do a read. And it was just love, love, love.
I know what you mean. So do you plan to do more?
Oh, hell yeah. Can I say that? Hell yeah. As long as Mike keeps writing this stuff, and I think he's going to be writing it for a while, I'm just amazed. Like, this man's brain just doesn't shut off, you know? And this is just, it's been so much fun to do. And, you know, we were talking about this earlier today in the waiting room. I feel so blessed to be doing this work. It's fun work. The people doing this are just fantastic. You know, I get to work with you, Blue, and listen to your amazing voice all the time. And
well, thank you.
My pleasure. Yeah, it's just, I hope we'll be doing this for a while.
Yes. Tell a little bit about some of your other co-stars in the show.
Oh, some of the other co-stars. Wow, what a great cast we have. There's the incredible John Mann and Dan Flynn. They're just amazingly versatile voices. I can't believe how much these guys can do. I, of course, get to work with you. And, you know, honestly, Blue, and I don't think I've said this to you before, but I really have to thank you, because when we started doing this project, I remember the first year, and you were just so kind and so patient and so generous to read with. And I really do feel that you pulled my performances up. So thank you.
Wow. I really appreciate you saying that. Thank you, honey. Mm. Wow. So is there anything you want to leave with the audience before we wrap this whole thing up here?
What could I leave the audience with? Just, you know, that this, whatever we're doing here, it all comes from the heart. It is just an absolute hoot and holler for us to record. It's pretty funny to listen to. And just knowing you're listening to it, there are real people behind all of this. And it's just a really heartfelt production. And we've got more stuff coming.
Well said. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the beautiful, vivacious, mega sexy Hunter Phoenix.
Thanks, baby.
Yeah, right back at you.